Good morning, Lakeland family and guests. Thank you for connecting with us today. We are excited about an opportunity to open God's Word together and to be encouraged from Psalm 23. So I invite you to please open your Bibles to the book of Psalms, and we'll continue our study with Psalm 23 this morning. There are some songs that I admittedly cannot sing well. Just ask my wife when we are doing family worship time together. She will sometimes have to come to the rescue to get us all in tune when we're singing a particular song. Though I can't sing some songs well, I can read them. And this is something that I do from time to time. Instead of singing a song, I will actually read a song and study it. I'll pick up a hymnal, or I will go online and I will just read the lyrics. And I've learned that when I slowly read the lyrics of a song, as opposed to quickly singing them, that I learn more about the song, I better understand it, and I gain new insights. Have you ever thought about this? When you open up the book of Psalms and you read a psalm, that's actually what you're doing? You see, the Psalms are actually songs written by various writers to be sung unto God. Last Sunday, we began studying this most familiar and beloved psalm in all of the Psalter, Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is a psalm written by King David, where David expresses his confidence and trust in God. And though we're not going to sing this song together, and I'm not going to sing it for you, we are going to read it, and we're going to continue to study it. And it's my prayer that God will use its truth to encourage us during the days in which we're currently living. Psalm 23, a psalm written by David, is a psalm where David likens God to a caring shepherd, verses 1 through 4, and a gracious host, verses 5 through 6. And as our caring shepherd and our gracious host, David teaches us that God provides for all of our needs. That's what David means in Psalm 23, verse 1, when he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That phrase, "I shall not want," means I shall not lack. God is the one who lovingly, tenderly, abundantly, caringly provides for us so that we lack in nothing. He will take care of all of our needs, is what David is telling us in Psalm 23. And in verses 2 through 6, David goes on to explain specific ways in which God provides for all of our needs. We saw together last Sunday that in verse 2, that God provides sustenance for us. And what that means is that when God causes us to lie down in green pastures, God is the one who knows our physical and our spiritual needs. And he provides food for the physical man. He provides food for the spiritual man, food for the body, food for the soul. Just as a shepherd would lead his sheep out to pastures to graze, God supplies us with the essentials that we need for life. That's one way in which God provides. This morning, we're going to look at an additional way in which God provides for us as our caring shepherd. So I invite you, please, look at Psalm 23, and let's read it together. Psalm 23, beginning in verse 1, David writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray together. Father, thank you for Psalm 23. We pray that as it has ministered to us in our past in various ways on numerous occasions, that today you will deeply minister to our hearts, that we will have a real encounter with you, and that you will help us to get to where we need to be in our relationship with you through Jesus Christ as we study this wonderful passage of Scripture. And we pray it in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. So David teaches us that God is our caring shepherd who provides sustenance for us. He makes us to lay down in green pastures. We also see a second way in verses 2 and 3 in which God provides for us. Not only does God provide sustenance, but God provides renewal. Look at what David says in verse 2. He says, "He leads me beside quiet waters." Going into verse 3, "He restores my soul." This phrase, quiet waters, we could translate it as waters of rest or waters of restfulness. We learn in Genesis chapter 33, verse 13, that if sheep were driven too hard in a single day, that it could lead to the death of the flock. And so a shepherd, knowing the needs and the limits of his flock, he had to build in time for his flock to rest. And so after he would lead them out to pasture to graze, sometime around noontime typically, he would give them a place where they could rest for several hours so that they could revitalize, so that they could regain their energy and regain their strength. David tells us that God is that wise shepherd who knows our limits, and he knows that we need rest. And so God is a shepherd who leads us to places of quiet waters where we can rest. He is the one who renews us physically and spiritually. So first of all, when we think about God providing renewal for us, we need to understand as our caring shepherd, God provides renewal for our bodies. David, in Psalm chapter 4, verse 8, he celebrates this truth and rejoices in it. "In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, you make me to dwell in safety." In that verse, David is rejoicing in the fact that it is God who allows him to lay down, to close his eyes, to sleep, to rest, and to renew himself physically. I don't know who first said it, but whoever put this into these terms was very wise. There's a saying that goes, one of the most spiritual things that we can do sometimes is to simply take a nap. One of the most spiritual things that we can do sometimes is just to take a nap. And I know those of you who love your sleep, you're looking at your spouse right now, your husband or your wife, and you've got that grin on your face and you're saying, "Told you to, there's something spiritual about taking a nap." But that really is sound wisdom. Our need for rest reminds us of our humanity. When Pastor Jesse preached from Psalm 121 last week, we saw that God declares that he's the one who never sleeps and who never slumbers. But that's not the case with us as human beings. We're not self-sufficient beings. Psalm 127 reminds us all that our success does not come from being a people who work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our success does not come from always being on and never powering down. Psalm 127 reminds us that God is the one who blesses our hard work, and he's the one who gives to us even as we sleep. So that psalm calls to mind the need for us to rest, and God is the one who ultimately blesses. So what we need to understand is that God is that faithful, caring shepherd who builds in for us the opportunity for us to rest in our day so that we can renew ourselves with the strength that we need. So how might we take advantage of this renewal that God offers to us? I think one clear way that applies to all of us is that we need to get the sleep that our body requires. Carrie Newhoff is a pastor and blogger, and I love what he says about sleep. He says, sleep is the weapon of leadership that no one is talking about. Did you hear that? Sleep is the weapon of leadership that no one is talking about. I used to be one of these people who prided himself on only needing about 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night. And I was good to go, and I could do whatever I needed to in a day. Now that I'm a little over 40, and I'm over the hill, so to speak, I know I'm making some of you laugh at that point, but now that I'm at 40 and a little over, I now require more sleep than I did at times past in my 30s and in my 20s. I need rest more so than I did back in my younger years. And I found that when I get proper sleep, I'm a better Christian, I'm a better husband, I'm a better father, I'm more pleasant to be around, I'm more productive in the work that I have to do in a given day. There should be no stigma on our need for rest, our need for daily sleep. How might your marriage, how might your parenting, how might your work productivity, how might your attitude improve if you got the sleep that you needed and you allowed God to renew you physically in the ways that you need to be renewed? I think about the passage in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. You'll recall that is the episode in the prophet Elijah's life when he's fleeing from Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, who is seeking his life. He has traveled to the point where he's gone a day's journey into the wilderness, and he sits down under a juniper tree. He's totally exhausted. He's wiped out. He has nothing left to give, and this is what he prays to God. He prays that God will just take his life. He wants to die. He's just has nothing left to give, and he just wants life to be over. And do you know what God does for Elijah? Do you know what he allows Elijah to do? The Bible tells us he allows Elijah to take a nap. Elijah lay down, and he slept. Then God sends an angel. An angel wakes Elijah up, tells him to arise and to eat. God provides water and food. And then you know what God allows Elijah to do again? He allows him to take another nap. He allows him to sleep again. And then an angel comes again, provides him food and drink. And he tells Elijah to arise and eat and drink. And with that renewed strength from rest and from food and from water, he has the energy for the journey that God has for him ahead. What we need to do is to realize God knows our frame. God knows that we are but dust. He knows what we need to function. And before we're going to be our best spiritually, we have got to have renewal physically, because we're physical and spiritual beings. And God provides that restoration for us in our bodies. We need to work hard and sleep hard. Ecclesiastes 5:12 says, "The sleep of the working man is pleasant." During these days that are so draining right now with the pandemic that's in our world, we need to be a people who will silence our phones, who will shut our computers, who will turn off the TV. We don't have to be experts on COVID-19. We don't have to know everything that's going on. There are enough opinions about this pandemic that others are offering. We don't have to offer ours. And we just need to go to bed at a right time for us to get the renewal physically that we need so that God can bless us in the ways he will by renewing us in that way. When we allow God to renew us physically, we will be healthier, we'll be less prone to burnout, we'll be more pleasant to be around, and we will be more productive when we're getting the rest we need. God is a faithful shepherd, a caring shepherd who renews our bodies. But he not only renews our bodies by giving us rest, but he renews our souls by giving us rest. Look at what David says in the first part of verse 3. David writes, "He restores my soul." This word soul, it refers to the complete man. It refers to us as whole beings. So when you think of the word soul here, David is speaking of his external person, and he's also thinking of his internal person, his physical and his spiritual makeup. God was concerned not just about the outer man, but also the inner human being, that spiritual man. And as human beings, we need to be renewed inwardly. David, when he pictures his, when he says his soul was restored by God, it gives us the picture that his inward vitality was drained, that David was off kilter, that he had been brought low. And for God to restore him, it means God brought him back to the place where he needed to be spiritually. The psalmist in Psalm 43, verse 5 says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why are you disturbed within me?" There we have the psalmist asking the question, why is my soul in despair? Why is my inward parts disturbed? We read elsewhere that the soul can be tired, the soul can be wearied, the soul can be troubled, the soul can be burdened. And what our soul needs in times when it's downcast like that, when we're just exhausted on the inside, is we need to be restored and renewed. You say, well, why do we get that way? Why do we need to be renewed in our inner person, in our heart, our spirit, our soul? Let me give you a few reasons to think about. Sometimes we need to be renewed inwardly because of unconfessed sin. David prays in Psalm 51, verse 10. He says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." There was a time in David's life where he had sinned in an egregious way against God, and that sin had disrupted the sweet fellowship that God and David had. And that sin was weighing on David in an extreme way, a depressing way. And so David has to come to this place where he asks God, "God, do a work within me. Clean me up where I've gotten dirty, and create this clean, steadfast spirit within me." Where are you at today? Is there some sin that's pressing you down? Is there some sin that's disrupted fellowship between you and God during these days of isolation and quarantine? Have you gotten caught up in some kind of moral transgression of some sort that is distracting you from your relationship with God and being holy and being godly? What you need to do is what David did. You need to confess that sin to God. You need to name that sin to God. You need to be willing to turn from that sin and forsake that sin and receive the forgiveness that God offers to you if you will just ask Him for it. God will cleanse you and restore you, renew you in your inward being. So sometimes we need to be renewed because of unconfessed sin. Number two, sometimes we need to be renewed just because of the adversities in life. Life is just hard at times. Jesus told us in the Gospel of John that in this world we would have tribulation and we encounter various trials and troubles and problems. I think of Job, the patriarch from the book of Job. When I think about someone who experienced just inner turmoil and needed renewal because of the adversities of life. In Job chapter 7, verse 11, Job says that he speaks out of the anguish of his spirit, out of the bitterness of his soul. Think about Job, what all he went through. He was a wealthy man in his day, and then he lost all of his wealth and became poor. He had a large family, children that he loved, and he lost all of his kids to early death. He had good health, and then illness came upon him from his head to his toe. He was covered in boils. He was miserable physically. His best friends, his good friends, they became his accusers in life. And the good reputation that he had in his community, he lost it. And he became bitter. He was suffering in his inner parts, in his spirit, and he needed God to renew him. And that's the same way for us oftentimes. We go through various hardships. We go through persecutions. We have relationship struggles. We may experience disappointments or spiritual warfare. And what we need to do in those times is we need to go to God. Maybe that's where you're at, that you are about to pull your hair out because of this isolation that we've been experiencing because of this pandemic, and you're just dry on the inside. What you need to do is you need to go to God, and you need to spend time in prayer. Just talk to Him. Ask Him to renew you. You need to spend time in His Word. Let His truth refresh you and encourage you. You need to spend time in worship. Listen to Christian music. Sing to God. Thank God. Praise God. And speak to God about to others about God. And God will use those spiritual disciplines to begin to renew you and revitalize you. So sometimes we need to be renewed in our inner person because of unconfessed sin. Sometimes just because of the adversities in life. And then another reason, sometimes we need to be renewed because we've been living life independently of God. We've just been trying to make our own way in and of our own strength and power. I think of Jesus's tender and loving words in Matthew 11, 28 through 30 to the person who's been living life independently of God and is just drained and has nothing to offer. Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden," and listen to these words, "I will give you rest." He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and I'm humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In that passage in Matthew, Jesus is calling people to understand their spiritual need for salvation. Are you listening this morning and you're totally exhausted from trying to be good enough? That you're just burdened in your heart from trying to keep the rules and always coming up short? That you're wearied by all of the guilt of the sins that you know you've committed, your wrongs against God and your wrongs against others, your wrongs against your own body? Are you just so tired of trying to be self-sufficient? Well, there's good news from Jesus this morning. Jesus tells us we don't have to be sufficient because He's the sufficient one. Jesus tells us we don't have to be guiltless because He's the guiltless one. Jesus tells us in this passage, we do not have to be the ones who provide for ourselves rest. He will provide that rest for us. And it's a rest that only He can provide. God offers us through Jesus Christ peace and joy. He offers us renewal. He will make us a new creation if we're willing to give our life to Him. This is what Jesus did for us 2,000 years ago. He's the good shepherd who came down from heaven, God in the flesh, and He lived the life that we cannot live, a perfect life, and He died the death that we deserve. He went to the cross, and He paid the penalty for our transgressions against God. The wages of sin is death. Jesus paid that penalty. Jesus took our judgment upon Himself on the cross. He was judged in our place, taking hell upon Himself so that we would not have to stand before God, be declared guilty, and spend an eternity in a literal place of punishment forever and ever. Jesus did that for us on the cross, suffering as our righteous and holy substitute. He died, and on the third day, He came back from the dead as our conquering King. And He offers to any person who's willing to turn from their sin, to repent, and to trust in Him, surrender their life to Him, and follow Him, He offers rest for the soul. He will forgive your sins, and in the place of your sins, He'll give you His righteousness. In the place of your burdens, He will give you peace and joy. He offers you that relationship. At the end of this message, you're going to have an opportunity. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you've never gotten that rest for your soul that you're longing for, we're going to give you an opportunity to do that this morning. Psalm 23, God is our caring shepherd who provides for us sustenance, provides for all the needs we need, we have physically and spiritually, but he's the one who also provides renewal. He gives to us renewal to our bodies, the rest, so that we can do what we need to from day to day. He gives us that renewal to our souls so that we can be all that he's called us to be. Several years ago, in 2012 to be exact, I had the privilege, the honor to be mentored under one of my heroes of the faith, Dr. Johnny Hunt, pastor, former pastor of First Baptist Woodstock. During my time learning from Pastor Johnny, I heard about some years prior to my coming when Pastor Johnny had just hit an all-time low in his life as a Christian, as a pastor. He had gathered some of his leaders together in the church, and he told them that he was considering stepping aside from pastoring the church, that he was going to retire, and he was just going to do something different in life. And they told him, wait, Pastor, we just want you to put the brakes on that. We don't want you to make any hasty decisions. What we're going to do, we're going to give you some time. We're going to give you some time to get away and some time to pray, some time to think before you make a final decision on what you're going to do. And so Pastor Johnny, he accepted that offer. And so he and his wife, Janet, they got away for some time. And I just remember Pastor Johnny sharing with me that it was during those days and those weeks as he was away that he began to sleep, he began to rest, he began to pray, he began to study the Word of God, and day by day, God began to strengthen him physically, God began to heal his inner spirit, God began to revitalize him, God began to strengthen him, God began to renew him. God was being a faithful shepherd to renew my pastor, both in body and in soul. God is a caring shepherd who will renew us, and I'm so thankful for that promise. We're going to sing one last song together in worship this morning. Lakeland family, use this time to talk to God about any renewal you need in your life, any accountability, any steps you need to start taking so that you can get the rest you need to be your best for God, or anything that you need him to do just spiritually in your heart to revitalize you. Thank him for that work that he will do and ask him to do it. And if you're watching and you've never given your life to Jesus Christ and you're weary, you're tired, you're exhausted, you know that you can't keep doing life the way you've been doing it, and you want this life, this peace, this forgiveness that Jesus offers, this salvation, I want to encourage you to pray this prayer with me that I'm about to lead you in. There's nothing magical about the words, but if it's your heart's desire and you truly want a relationship with God, God's looking for what's coming from the inside in your cry to him. So would you please bow with me? Dear Father, we thank you for Psalm 23 and the teaching that you are a caring shepherd who sustains us and who renews us. Father, I don't know everything that my church family is going through during this time. I know these are difficult days. I know some of them are having longer days than they ever anticipated, and I know some of them are running on fumes. They're dry, and they need you to reinvigorate them and revitalize them and renew them. And I thank you that you can, and I thank you that you will, and I ask you to do that in their lives this morning. And God, for anybody who is watching who has never trusted in Christ personally, to know you as their personal shepherd, and if that person needs to be made a new creation, to be renewed inwardly, God, I pray that you'll give them the courage to pray a prayer like this. Dear God, I'm exhausted. Sin has ravaged my life. I'm tired from always trying and never being good enough. I know that I've sinned against you. I know that I've committed so many wrongs in my words and my thoughts, my actions and my motives. And what I want This is your forgiveness that you offer through Jesus. I believe that He is God who came down and became a man and lived the perfect life that I cannot live, that He died the death that I deserved on that cross, that He took my judgment and He suffered a hellish death so I would not have to suffer in hell. And I believe You raised Him on the third day, and that He is the one who offers forgiveness, eternal life, and a right relationship with You. And in the best way I know how, I ask You to forgive me of my sins this day. I want to put my sins to death. I want to turn away from them. And I want Jesus to come into my life. I want Him to save me. I want Him to rescue me. I want Him to be my good shepherd who will lead me into the good plans that He has for my life, the one who will renew me and make me whole spiritually and give me strength day to day to live for Him. If you prayed that prayer for the first time and you meant that, we want to ask you to please text the word decision to the number at the bottom of the screen. We want to follow up with you and we want to help you start off your walk with God in the best way possible. So thank you for connecting with us this morning. Let's worship the Lord together in this last song together.